Вы услышите беседу тренера баскетбольной команды с игроками. В заданиях А8-А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Okay, everybody. Now, as you know, we're playing Northampton Spitfires on Saturday. It's going to be a tough match, but I've got every confidence in you. I wanted us to get together today to have a look at last week's match and go over areas where we think we can improve. I know that some of you were disappointed with your performance, but do well in training this week and you can still be in Saturday's team. Yes, Lisa.
Coach, I have to admit that I'm a bit worried. Northampton are the champions and once that match starts, we're not going to have time to put things right. We've got to get our best players fit and I don't see how we're going to do that when we can't use the gym.
I understand how you feel, but while building work is being done, I'm afraid we don't have any choice. We'll just have to train on the field. Now, I'd like each of you to tell me what your strengths and faults were in last Saturday's loss to Liverpool. I don't need to hear about anyone else. It's not about blame. That includes you experienced players as well as the new players. This is about learning from our mistakes. Lisa, would you like to start?
Well, I'll start with strengths. I scored a few points, which wasn't bad. More importantly, though, I felt fit and I was still going strong at the end of the match, which I was pleased by. Oh, and I arrived on time for once. That's something, I suppose.
Yes, I'm glad you managed that too. I agree with your judgment. I noticed that about a few of you. You seem to have more energy out there, even though we'd done weight training in the morning. That new high-energy diet I've got you on must be working. Maybe we'll see a bit more enthusiasm for the long-distance running now. So, what about things you weren't so pleased with, Lisa?
I guess I wasn't really concentrating for a lot of the match. I kept trying to focus on what was happening, but I just couldn't keep up with the other team. It was like my mind wasn't there. Our fans were great and really made a lot of noise to encourage us. But I wasn't at my best. I've got exams next week and I must be worrying about them because I keep waking up at night. That's the only excuse I've got, really.
Don't worry about it, Lisa. We all go through stressful periods and we all deal with stress in different ways. The key is not to ignore what's causing the stress. You can't change the fact that you've got exams, but you can make sure you have a good night's sleep. Find something you like that relaxes you after a day's training and do that before you sleep. It might be a hot bath or reading a book. Everyone's different. For me, it's doing a difficult crossword. Okay, who's next? Yes, Naomi, what did you think of Saturday? You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Okay, everybody. Now, as you know, we're playing Northampton Spitfires on Saturday. It's going to be a tough match, but I've got every confidence in you. I wanted us to get together today to have a look at last week's match and go over areas where we think we can improve. I know that some of you were disappointed with your performance, but do well in training this week and you can still be in Saturday's team. Yes, Lisa.
Coach, I have to admit that I'm a bit worried. Northampton are the champions, and once that match starts, we're not going to have time to put things right. We've got to get our best players fit, and I don't see how we're going to do that when we can't use the gym.
I understand how you feel, but while building work is being done, I'm afraid we don't have any choice. We'll just have to train on the field. Now, I'd like each of you to tell me what your strengths and faults were in last Saturday's loss to Liverpool. I don't need to hear about anyone else. It's not about blame. That includes you experienced players as well as the new players. This is about learning from our mistakes. Lisa, would you like to start?
Well, I'll start with strengths. I scored a few points, which wasn't bad. More importantly, though, I felt fit and I was still going strong at the end of the match, which I was pleased by. Oh, and I arrived on time for once. That's something, I suppose.
Yes, I'm glad you managed that too. I agree with your judgment. I noticed that about a few of you. You seem to have more energy out there, even though we'd done weight training in the morning. That new high-energy diet I've got you on must be working. Maybe we'll see a bit more enthusiasm for the long-distance running now. So, what about things you weren't so pleased with, Lisa?
I guess I wasn't really concentrating for a lot of the match. I kept trying to focus on what was happening, but I just couldn't keep up with the other team. It was like my mind wasn't there. Our fans were great and really made a lot of noise to encourage us, but I wasn't at my best. I've got exams next week and I must be worrying about them because I keep waking up at night. That's the only excuse I've got, really.
Don't worry about it, Lisa. We all go through stressful periods and we all deal with stress in different ways. The key is not to ignore what's causing the stress. You can't change the fact that you've got exams, but you can make sure you have a good night's sleep. Find something you like that relaxes you after a day's training and do that before you sleep. It might be a hot bath or reading a book. Everyone's different. For me, it's doing a difficult crossword. Okay, who's next? Yes, Naomi, what did you think of Saturday? This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.